This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-oh! Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, all the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the rider sloped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-oh!
Got no time to settle down. She gives my heart the runaround, that gallivanting Galveston gal. She only wants wants to kiss and run, 'cause she's so busy having fun. That gallivanting Galveston gal, I'd like to ask her to be mine, but she sure makes it tough. How can I pop the question? She don't sit still long enough. She's leading me a merry chase, what I go through just to embrace that gallivanting Galveston gal. Said she'd left for San Antone, that gallivanting Galveston gal. A few nights later, she was seen between Fort Worth and Abilene, that gallivanting Galveston gal. She doesn't give me half a chance to let romance begin. So if I want some loving, I'll just have to fence her in. I'll get her in my arms someday and never let her get away. That gallivanting Galveston gal. She doesn't give me half a chance to let romance begin. So if I want some loving, I'll just have to fence her in. I'll get her in my arms someday and never let her get away. That gallivanting Galveston gal.
And that was Gene Autry and the Cass County Boys singing about the gallivanting Galveston gal. And we opened today's show with Johnny Cash and his recording of Riders in the Sky, a cowboy legend. For the rest of today's show, though, we're going to go back to traditional cowboy songs. We played a set of traditional cowboy songs a few weeks ago, and folks seemed to like it. So we're going to do that once more, starting off with one of the best known of all of the traditional cowboy songs. This one actually had its start back east, but it became a Western standard. It's Red River Valley by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen.
Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy that loves you so true.
From this valley, they say, we will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for you take with you all of the sunshine that has brightened our life all the while.
Come and sit by my side.
Cowboy that loves you.
prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my
crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there,
Abilene by George Hamilton IV. The last time I saw George, we talked about Abilene, and he told me that when he sang that song in Texas, Texans didn't like for him to tell the history behind it, because the song refers to Abilene, Kansas, but it doesn't mention Kansas in the lyrics. Anyway, he told me it was wise for him not to make any comments about the history of the song when he sang it in Texas. Now, here's Rex Allen with the Railroad Corral.
We're up in the morning, ere breaking of day. The chuck wagon's busy, the flapjack's in play. The herd is astir o'er the hillside and vale, with the night riders crowding them on to the rail. Come take up your cinches, come shake out your reins, come wake your old bronco and break for the plains. Roust out your steers from the long chaparral, for the outfit is off to the railroad corral.
Tooley-ral-um-a-tooley-ral-um-a-tooley-ral-um-a-tooley-lay. The sun circles upward, the steers as they plod are pounding to powder the hot prairie sod. And it seems as the dust makes you dizzy and sick, that we'll never reach noon and the cool shady creek.
Tooley rile em a tooley roll em a tooley rile em a tooley. Come shake out your rawhide and snake it up fair. Come break your old bronco to take in his share. Come from your steers in the long chaparral, for it's off on the drive to the railroad corral.
Tooley-rile-um-a-tooley-roll-um-a-tooley-rile-um-a-tooley-lay.
So flap up your holster and snap up your belt, and strap up your saddle whose lap you have felt. Goodbye to the steers on the long chaparral. There's a town that's a trunk by the railroad corral.
Tooley-rile-um-a-tooley-roll-um-a-tooley-rile-um-a-tooley-lay.
But tie up your kerchief and ply up your nag. Dry up your grumbles and try not to lag. Come with your steers from the long chaparral, for the outfit is off to the railroad corral.
Tooley-rile-um-a-tooley-roll-um-a-tooley-rile-um-a-tooley-lay. Tooley-rile-um-a-tooley-roll-um-a-tooley-rile-um-a-tooley-lay.
And now Roy Rogers sings the Night Herding Song.
Thank you. been trampled all over the ground. Old grays along dogies and go kinda slow. And don't always be on the go. Move slow, little dogies, move slow.
Sam's engines, it's beef, beef, beef that I hear them cry. Get along, get along, get along, you little dogies. Next week this time you're gonna boil and fry.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. You know that my omen will be your new
It's early in the spring when they round up the dogies. Mark 'em and brand 'em and bob off their tails. Round up the horses, load up the chuck wagon, then throw the dogies out on the long trail.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home.
Your mother was raised way down in Texas, where the Jensen weed and the sandburrs grow. We'll fill you up on prickly pear and choya until you are ready for Idaho.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. You know that Wyoming will be your new
town one day. Bill Venero heard them say that a band of Apache Indians were on the trail that way. Heard them tell of murdered three men killed at Rocky Run. They're in danger at the cow ranch, said Venero under his breath. Nearly 40 miles away was a little place that lay in a deep and shaded valley in the mighty wilderness. Half a score of homes were there, and in one a maiden fair held the heart of Bill Venero, Venero's little Bess. So no wonder he grew pale when he heard the cowboy's tale of the men that he'd seen murdered there at Rocky Run. Sure as there's a God above, I will save the girl I love. By that love I hold for Bessie, I will see that something's done. Not one minute he delayed when this brave resolve was made. But man, his comrades told him when they heard his daring plan, you are riding straight to death. But he answered, save your breath. I may never reach the cow ranch, but I'll do the best I can. As he crossed the Alkali, all his thoughts flew on ahead to the little banded cow ranch, thinking not of danger near. With his quirt's unceasing whirl and the jingle of his spurs, little Chapo bore the cowboy o'er the faraway frontier. Sharp and clear a rifle shot woke the echoes of the spot. I am wounded, cried Venero, as he swayed from side to side. While there's life, there's always hope. Slowly onward I will lope. If we fail to reach the cow ranch, Bessie Lee will know I tried. Then at dusk a horse of brown, wet with sweat, came padding down the little lane at cow ranch, stopped in front of Bessie's door. But the cowboy was asleep, and his slumber was so deep, little Bess could never wake him, though she tried forevermore. You have heard the story told by the young and by the old, how the Indians killed Venero on his way to Rocky Run. Many years have passed away, and the maiden's hair is gray, but still she places roses on Bill Venero's grave.
Marty Robbins with the story of Billy Venero, and the Sons of the Pioneers gave us Whoopi-Ti-Yi-Yo. Now, Billy Walker sings about Little Joe the Wrangler.
He was Little Joe the Wrangler, he'll wrangle nevermore. His days with the roundup, they are o'er. 'Twas a year ago last April when he rode into our camp, just a little Texas stray and nothing more. It was late in the evening when he rode up to our herd on a little Texas pony he called Char. With his broken shoes and overalls, a tougher looking kid I never in my life before recall. His saddle was from Texas, built many years ago, and an okay spur on one foot slightly hung. His bed rolled in a cotton sack so loosely tied behind, and a canteen from his saddle horn was hung. He said he had to leave his home, his pa had married twice, and a new ma whooped him every day or two. So he saddled up old Chaw one night and lit out up this way. Said that he would try to paddle his own canoe. Dee-o-do-dee-o, do-dee-o, do-dee. He said if we would give him work, he'd do the best he could, though he didn't know straight up about a cow. The boss, he cut him out a mount and kindly put him on. He sorta liked that little kid somehow.
He learned to wrangle horses and he learned to know them all, and to get them in at daybreak if he could.
He followed the old chuck wagon and he always hitched the team, and to help the cook each evening gather wood. We had driven down to Pecos, the weather, it was fine. We were camped on the south side of the bend. When a norther started blowing, we doubled up our guard. It took nearly everyone to hold them in.
Little Joe the wrangler was called out with the rest. Scarcely had the little fellow reached the herd
when the cattle they stampeded, like a hailstorm on they fled,
and everyone was riding for the lead.
Dee-o-do-dee-o, do-dee-o, do-dee. Amid the streaks of lightning, we could see a horse ahead. 'Twas Little Joe, the wrangler in the lead. He was riding old Blue Rocket with a slicker o'er his head, trying hard to turn the cattle at full speed. We finally got them milling and kinda quieted down, and the extra guard back to the wagon went. But there was one a-missing, and we knew it at a glance, was our little Texas stray, poor Angler Joe.
Next morning, just at daybreak, we found where Rocket lay, down in a washout 40 feet below.
Beneath his horse, his life was gone, was all that we could see.
The end of little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe.
Dee-o-do-dee-o, do-dee-o, do-dee.
That's Billy Walker, and now here's R.W. Hampton to sing about Utah Carol.
And now, my friends, you ask me what makes me sad and still, and why my brow is darkened like the clouds upon the hill. Run in your pony closer, and I'll tell to you my tale of Utah Carol, my partner, and his last ride on the trail. In the cactus and the thistle of New Mexico's fair land, where cattle roam in thousands in many a herd and brand, there's a grave without a headstone, with neither date nor name, where my partner sleeps in silence in the land from which I came. We roamed the range together, we rode it side by side. I loved him like a brother, and I wept when Utah died. Side by side we rode the roundups, we roped and burned the brand. Through the storm and dreary darkness, we joined the night herd stand. While rounding up one morning, our work was nearly done, when off the cattle started on a mad and frightful run. The boss's little daughter, who was holding on that side, rushed in to turn the cattle, and there my partner died. She saw the cattle breaking and turned her pony round. Her bright red blanket loosened and dragged upon the ground. She leaned and lost her balance, fell in front of that wild tide. Lie still, Lenore, I'm coming. were the words that Utah cried. Some 50 yards behind her, Utah came riding fast. But little did he know this ride would be his last. His pony reached the maiden with a firm and steady bound, and he swung out from the saddle to lift her from the ground. But the strain upon the saddle had not been felt before. The cinches snapped like thunder, and he fell by Lenore. Utah picked up the blanket and waved it o'er his head. He raced across the prairie. "Lie still, Lenore," he said. My partner turned the stampede and saved his little friend. But the maddened cattle rushed him, and he turned to meet his end. His six-gun flashed like lightning, the report rang loud and clear. As the cattle charged upon him, he dropped the leading steer. Then on his funeral morning, I heard the preacher say, "I know we'll all meet Utah at the roundup far away." We wrapped him in his blanket, sent by his little friend, and it was this red blanket that brought him to his end.
Jimmy Wakely is next with a song that is usually credited to Gene Autry, but as far as I know, Frankie Marvin is the fellow who actually composed it. It's titled, "There's an Empty Cot in the Bunkhouse Tonight."
There's an empty cot in the bunkhouse tonight. There's a pinto's head hanging low. His spurs and shafts hang on the wall. Limp is gone where the good cowboys go. He was riding the range last Saturday noon when a norther started to blow. With his head on his chest, heading into the west, he was stopped by a cry soft and low. A crazy young calf had strayed from his maw and was lost in the sleet and the storm. He lay in a heap at the end of the draw, huddled all in a bunch to keep warm. He arrived at 3 a.m. the morning and put the maverick to bed. He flopped in his bunk, not able to move. Next morning, old Limpy was dead.
Let me tell you a tale, a good one I own, of a buckin' old bronc, a strawberry roan. I was hanging round town, not earning a dime, out of a job, just spending my time, when a stranger steps up and he says, "I suppose you're a bronc busting man from the looks of your clothes." So I says, "Guess you're right, there's none I can't tame. If it's riding wild ponies, that's my middle name.
Oh, that strawberry roll. Oh,
that strawberry roan. They say he's a cayuse that's never been blowed, and the guy that gets on him is bound to be throwed. Throwed off that strawberry roan.
So I puts on the blinds, it sure was a fight. Then my saddle comes next and I screws it down tight. Then I piles on his back, and well I knew then, if I ride this old pony I'll sure earn my 10. For he bowed his old neck and he leaped from the ground. 20 circles he made before he came down. He's the worst bucking bronc I've seen on the range. He can turn on a nickel and give you some change.
Oh, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan. He went up toward the east and came down toward the west. To stay in his middle, I'm doing my best on that old strawberry roan.
There's no fooling, I'll say, this pony can step. But I'm still sitting tight and earning a rep. When my stirrup I lose and also my hat, and I starts pulling leather as blind as a bat. And he makes one more jump, he's headed up high. Leaves me sitting on air way up in the sky. Guess I turned over twice and comes back to earth. And I starts into cussing the day of his birth.
Oh, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan. That sunfish and critter's worth leaving alone. There's nary a buster from Texas to Nome could ride that strawberry roan.
Of course, that was The Strawberry Roan by the Sons of the Pioneers, featuring Tommy Doss singing the solo. Don Edwards loved traditional cowboy music. Here he sings Donegal.
Rain or shine, sleep. big old snow. Me and my Donnie gal are bound to go. Cowboy's life is a dreary thing, for it's rope and brand and ride and sing. Rain or shine, sleet or snow, me and my Donnie gal are bound to go. Riding that herd all night long, singing softly a cowboy song. Rain or shine, sleet or snow, me and my Donnie gal are bound to go. Steers are asleep on the new bed ground, drifting my Donnie gal round and round. Rain or shine, sleet or snow, me and my Donnie gal, we're bound to go. Round the campfire's flickering glow, we sing the songs of long, long ago. Rain or shine, sleet or snow, me and my Donnie gal are bound to go.
Some folks do a lot of good in the world. That encourages us to do good. A few people start off on the wrong foot. Their black deeds serve as a warning post to us. The song I'm gonna sing for you now, boys and girls, is about a boy who sort of wandered off the straight and narrow trail, took up a crooked course. As usual with all outlaws, he paid with his life. His name was Billy the Kid. I'll sing you a true song of Billy the Kid. I'll sing of the desperate deeds that he did. Out in New Mexico long time ago, when a man's only chance was his old 44. When Billy the Kid was a very young lad, in old Silver City he went to the bat. Way out in the West with a gun in his hand, at the age of 12 years he killed his first man. Fair Mexican maidens play guitars and sing a song about Billy, their boy bandit king. How well his young manhood had reached its sad end, had a notch on his pistol for 21 men. 'Twas on the same night when poor Billy died, he said to his friends, "I'm not satisfied. 21 men I have put bullets through. Sheriff Pat Garrett must make 22. Now this is how Billy the Kid met his fate. The bright moon was shining, the hour was late. Shot down by Pat Garrett, who once was his friend. The young outlaw's life had now come to its end. There's many a man with a face fine and fair, who starts out in life with a chance to be square. But just like poor Billy, he wanders astray and loses his life in the very same way.
Of course, that was Tex Ritter singing about Billy the Kid. Now Rex Allen sings The Girl I Left Behind Me. And the girls of the Golden West will sing Cowboy Jack.
Well, I weeped and I cried till the day I died for the girl I left behind me.
I'm lonesome since I crossed the hill and o'er the moor and valley. Such heavy thoughts my heart do fill since parting with my Sally. Seek no more the fine and gay, for each buzz doth remind me how swift the hours did pass away with the girl I left behind me.
Oh, that girl, that pretty little girl, that girl I left behind me. Well, I weeped and I cried till the day I died for the girl I left behind me.
Shall I forget the night the stars were bright above me and gently lent their silver light when first she vowed she'd love me. Now I'm bound to Brighton camp. Kind heaven made it find me and send me safely home again to the girl I left behind me.
Oh, that girl, that pretty little girl, that girl I left behind me. Well, I wept and I cried till the day I died for the girl I left behind me.
Bee shall honey taste no more, the dove become a ranger, the dashing wave shall cease to roar ere she's to me a stranger. The vows we've registered above shall ever cheer and bind me constantly to her I love, the girl I left behind me.
Oh, that girl, that pretty little girl, that girl I left behind me. Well, I weeped and I cried till the day I died for the girl I left behind me.
Just a lonely cowboy with a heart so brave and true, and he learned to love a maiden with
Gene Autry's pals, the Cass County Boys, sing Goodbye, Old Paint. I'm leaving Cheyenne.
Goodbye, old paint. I'm leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, old paint. I'm leaving Cheyenne. I'm a-leavin' Cheyenne, I'm off for Montana. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a-leavin' Cheyenne. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a-leavin' Cheyenne.
My foot is in my stirrup, my pony won't stand. Goodbye, my little Annie, I am off for Montana.
Goodbye, old paint, I'm a-leavin' Cheyenne. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a-leavin' Cheyenne. I'm a-leavin' Cheyenne, I'm off for Montana. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a-leavin' Cheyenne. Goodbye, old paint, I'm a-leavin' Cheyenne.
And now here's Michael Martin Murphy.
Jesse James was a lad that killed many a man. He robbed the Danville train. But that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave. Poor Jesse had a wife born for his life. The children, they were brave. But the dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave. Now Jesse was a man, a friend to the poor. He'd never see a man suffer pain. And with his brother Frank, he robbed the Chicago bank. He stopped the Glendale train. It was Wednesday night, the moon was shining bright. They robbed the Glendale train. The people, they did say, for many miles away, it was robbed by Frank and Jesse James. With his brother Frank, they robbed the Gallatin Bank and carried the money from the town. It was in this very place that they had a little race. They shot Captain Sheets to the ground. They went to the crossing not very far from there, and there they did the same. With the agent on his knees, he delivered up the keys to the outlaws, Frank and Jesse James. Saturday night, Jesse was at home, talking with his family brave. Robert Ford came along like a thief in the night and laid poor Jesse in his grave. It was Robert Ford, that dirty little coward. I wonder how he did feel. For he ate of Jesse's bread, slept in Jesse's bed, and laid poor Jesse in his grave. Now the people held their breath when they heard of Jesse's death, wondered how he came to die. It was one of the gang called Little Robert Ford who shot poor Jesse on the sly. Jesse went to his rest with his hand on his breast, and the devil will surely be on his knees. He was born one day in the county of Clay. Came from a solitary raid. His song was made by Billy Gashay as soon as the news did arrive. Said there was no man with the law in his hand could take Jesse James when alive.
Jesse James was a lad that killed many a man. He robbed the Danville train. But that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave. In his
Rex Allen sang a song titled Tying Knots in the Devil's Tail more than once. Here's his very first recording of that traditional cowboy song.
Way up high in the Siree Peaks where the yeller pines grow tall, Buster Jiggs and Sandy Bob had a roundup camp last fall. Took their horses and running iron and maybe a dog or two. Loud date brand every long-eared calf had come into their view. Any old maverick with long flopped ears, brush him up day by day. Got his long ears whittled and his old hide sizzled in the most artistic way. Now one fine day, said Buster Jiggs, and he threw his Rietta down. I'm tired of cow geography and allows I'm going to town. So he saddled up and hit the trail, it wasn't no such of a ride. Those were the days when a good cow puncher could warm up his old inside. They started in at Kentucky Bar at the head of the Whiskey Row. Ended up at the Depot House some 40 drinks below. They sat right up and turned about and started the other way. To tell you the honest to goodness truth, them boys got drunk that day. As they was going back to camp, packing a pretty good load, who should they meet but the devil himself come a-prancing up the road. He said, you ornery cowboy skunks, you better be a-hunting your holes, 'cause I've come up from down below to gather in you cowboy souls. Says Buster Jiggs, the devil be darned, we boys are feeling tight. And before you get any cowboy sold, you'll have one awful fight. So he poked the hole in his old sea gold, swung it straight and true. Caught that devil right around the horns, and he had it anchored too. Now Sandy Bob was a Rietta man with his gut line coiled up neat. He took it down and built a loop and caught the devil by both hind feet. They tailed him down and stretched him out, and while the irons was a-getting hot, they swallowed, forked, and cropped his ears and branded him up a lot. They branded him up with a dehorned sow, tied knots in his tail for a joke, and he rode away and left him there tied up to a blackjack oak. Now if you're ever up in the Siree Peaks and you hear some awful wail, you'll know it's nothing but the devil himself, for he's puddled with the knots in his tail.
Rex Allen with a recording he made back around 1948, Tying Knots in the Devil's Tail. And that wraps up our second show featuring traditional cowboy songs.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling, tumbling.